Hello and welcome to the Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast with me, clinical somatic educator and founder of Total Somatics, Heidi Hadley. The Somatic Movement and Mindset podcast has been designed to help you gain a deeper understanding to how your mind and body work. You will learn about your amazing mind and body and why over time you can feel pain, recurring injuries and poor posture. Within this podcast, I will teach you why this doesn't have to be your future or the norm for you. Would you like to learn how to reduce pain, move freely, and gain a new lease of life? Let's get started. Hello and welcome back. Now, just before we get started, if you're watching this on the Total Somatics YouTube channel, don't forget to like, share, subscribe, and press the notification bell. And it's really important because the more that that is happening, the more this information gets to spread to other people. And it's just so important that we learn so much more about what's happening from our inside out. So the more that you can like, share and subscribe, it has that kind of community or ripple effect really around the world. And that's what's really important. We can all do our bit. Right. So are you ready? We're going to get started with today's episode. And what we're going to consider today is how we can gain a greater understanding to the non-verbal aspect of our soma. So I always refer to our soma within Total Somatics. And our soma is a collection of, it's our entire system. So we are sculpted and molded and shaped to the individual person that we are today, from our life experiences, from our medical history, from our genetics, how we've led our life, to our emotional makeup. We are so incredibly unique, amazing, and beautiful individual somas. And so we look at ourselves constantly and assess how we are rather than comparing with other people or looking for judgment at other people. We want to come back to our own soma and look at how we sense and feel and what we can do to enhance our well-being. And so we are a sensory organism. That's what a soma is, a sensory organism that's sculpted and molded and shaped us to the incredible individuals that we are at this very moment. Our somas exist in time, so they fluctuate all the time. Our emotions, our nervous system, everything shifts all the time. So none of us are ever static. We are always evolving and growing and changing, which is what's so exciting, because every day we wake up, it's a whole new life lesson and different things that we can grow and learn. So I just want to share that with you so we know that we have a growth mindset. We can grow and develop and shift and change all the time. So with that in mind, you'll know that many times I've discussed how our perception is governed by our beliefs and also the actions that we take. Recently, I've actually taught a workshop to the Total Somatics members. And if you are within the Total Somatics membership, you can learn in greater detail, much more about this subject. So the workshop is called Creating a Flexible and Resilient Nervous System, and you can find it within the Recalibrate section. So if you're in the Total Somatics membership, please go and have a look, because I really dig deep into that area and give you lots of activities and strategies and techniques that really does build on this little slither that you're going to get in today's episode. And so we want to get to know the how of perception, because that's really important so that we can truly grasp these deep emotional beliefs and patterns that we hold. You see, we're all collections of patterns and programs. It's how we are kind of, it's how we operate really. And when we become reflective and we start to notice our patterns and our rituals and our behaviors, then there might be some little tweaks that we can create in order to improve our well-being. And so what we want to start to do is we want to create a level of curiosity, because when we're curious, we use our prefrontal cortex. And this is where we can be reflective and we can open up about how our perceptions work. We can really become quite inquisitive. You know, if you think about a child, what do children do? They keep asking why? Why this? Why that? And I know over the years, I mean, my nephews and nieces now like in their 30s, but when they were babies and they would keep asking why this and why that. And I'd just go, just because, you know, because in the end, they want to know the reason why for everything. And that amazing curiosity is what allows them to shape and mold the wonderful somas that they are today. And really, that's what we want to be doing, is having that childlike curiosity, still noticing rather than being set in all these patterns and programs that we can just start to live very subconsciously or very mindlessly rather than mindfully. So the more that we can be present, really about how our soma is sensing and feeling without creating this inner self talk or creating past stories or labels, which leads to an element of self-judgment. What we want to do is allow all of that to quieten down. We want that self-judgment to fade away. And we want to just be in the moment here. We want to sense and feel and experience what is truly happening. So when we get rid and let all that chaos and that noise just fade away, waft away like a cloud in the sky, and just be present in this moment of sensing and feeling, we can actually gain so much more information. Because when you're attuned to your soma or embodied, so the same sort of awareness, there are huge shifts in the state of your nervous system and basically how you perceive yourself, how you perceive others, and how you perceive the world. So things really start to shift and change. It's incredibly powerful. I'd like you to consider, for instance, that the sensations that you sense and feel, could you just class them as raw data? We're collecting raw data. There's no emotions, there's no stories, there's no labels attached to it. We're just collecting that raw data. And I'd like you to notice the sensations and the feelings that you have without a bias. You know, there is a bias to a lot of the things that we operate on a day-to-day basis, but no stories, no explanations, no bias, just noticing the raw data. Because what that will start to do is train our perception, and that starts to create shifts within our mindset. And if we're shifting our mindset, we're changing the state of our nervous system. That is really important. That is something I really go into within that workshop, within the Total Somatics membership, that's entitled Creating a Flexible and Resilient Nervous System. So please check that out, where I really do talk about that ripple effect of changing the state of our nervous system. So the more that we can stay present and notice the sensations and these feelings, what you start to do is you start to understand more about how your body is sensing and feeling and what it truly needs. And I just want us to use this opportunity here. So you may be indisposed or not able to do this for the moment. So maybe come back to this part of the episode or the podcast later on. But what I really love you to do is at this moment, if you're standing up, for instance, could I encourage you just to notice the load, the weight that you're loading through your feet? So notice as you stand there, are you shifting more weight into one foot compared to the other? We're just collecting raw data. So notice one foot more than the other. Do you feel that you're loading more weight? Maybe you notice that, are you loading more weight through your heels or through the balls of your feet? Or maybe when you get really specific, you notice that the weight transfer through one foot has a different distribution compared to the other foot. Just notice, collect this raw data. And then let's travel to another part of your incredible soma. Let's notice your eyes. How are your eyes feeling? Notice, do they feel relaxed? Do they feel intense, as if you're staring intently at something? Do your eyes feel calm? Or do your eyes feel like they're darting around, looking at everything in your surrounding environment? Just notice again, if you feel at times you have that eye strain, how do you feel today? Are they tired? Are they dry? Collecting raw data, no story, just notice. And then let's travel to your hands. Just notice your hands here. Don't change them, don't move them. Notice how they are at this moment in time. Do you notice if your hands or your fists are clenched? Do you notice if your hands are relaxed? Maybe one hand's more relaxed than the other. Do you notice if you're twiddling your fingers? Do your fingers want to keep moving, or are they able to just stay settled and calm? How do you feel the space between your joints within your hands? Do they feel tight, hot, restricted? Or do your hands feel light, open, cool? Do your hands feel heavy, restricted? Again, just notice these sensations. And you see, when we've explored those three different regions within your soma, when we're just collecting that raw data, do you notice how all we're doing is becoming mindful or embodied or attuned to those sensations? So what I'd really love to invite you to do is remember that you are collecting raw data, you're doing it without a bias, and you're becoming curious, just noticing. For instance, we have lots of different sensory nerves. Some of them sense and feel heat. Others feel like friction. Others feel weightedness. There's so many different types of sensory nerves. And when we're just collecting raw data, being curious, embodied, attuned to ourselves here, what we start to do is allow all these different types of sensory nerves to become more into our awareness rather than just thinking it's hot or it's pain. Because that's one thing I see a lot when I work with people is I'll ask them to describe those sensations they feel and they just say it's pain because they've lived a life of a lot of pain. So when we then start to break down and say, is it prickly heat? Is it hot? Is it this, you know, and I'll go through various things. They then learn to differentiate the different sensations. That's how powerful your soma is, that you can learn these skills. And that's where I'd like to invite you that if you would like to know long-term what you can do with this raw data, how you can improve your well-being, how you can create shifts and changes to create a more regulated nervous system, I would love to be there to serve you. And if that's the case, please go to totalsomatics.com. Click on the Join Now page. And when you get to that Join Now page, you'll know that there's two options. There's either if the membership doors are open, please come and join the membership. Or if you've noticed that the membership doors are currently closed, please leave your details on the wait list. And as soon as we open the membership doors, you will be the very first to find out. And I just want to share with you that the membership doors only open a few times throughout the year. And when they do open, they only open for a few days. And that really is to focus so much more on delivering and serving the Total Somatics global community within the membership. And that's why if I'm staying fully focused and attentive to the Total Somatics members, I can give them so much more and I'm available for them. And I'd love you to join this beautiful global community, this wonderful connection that is around the world there. I'm here, I'm constantly within the membership, very attentive to what everybody needs. I create material, workshops, all sorts of content to basically serve you where you are at this point. And just to let you know, I'm here in my studio in beautiful South Australia. I still operate my clinic, so I'm seeing people all the time. So my skills are constantly staying up to date. And of course, I do additional studies. So what you're getting from me is like the latest in the clinical applications. Again, lots of ongoing studies that I'm doing that I deliver to the Total Somatics membership. And of course, I'm here to create content for you, but also to serve you like individually where you're at with any challenges. So that's why I really would love to invite you to join the Total Somatics membership. Go to totalsomatics.com, click on the Join Now page. As I said, leave your details if the wait list is there, but if the enrollment is open, come and join the beautiful community and I'll be there to support you every step of the way. So until next time, all my love, all my very best wishes. Have a wonderful day or evening, whatever time you're listening to this, and I'll see you soon. All my love. Bye. Thank you for joining me today. If you've enjoyed this episode, please leave a rating and also forward this on to somebody you know will benefit. To learn more about pain relief, plus how to improve your health and well-being, go to totalsomatics.com. Until next time, take care.